For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We talk about, we think about the Hurricanes a lot. I talk about them a lot.
They're fun to talk about.
I talk, yes, they are. They win a lot. Talk about them here. Talk about them, Stormwatch and Aftermath, pre and post game for the Hurricanes, during the games, and podcast. And oftentimes, I talk with Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic. He covers the Hurricanes, among other things, and he joins us on The Adam Gold Show. I want to talk about goaltending and potential trade deadline, not targets, but needs with you, because I'm jonesing about these conversations. So let's start with number 52 in net. Did the last two games give you and even the third period Thursday against Colorado, give you more confidence that Kochetkov could get the Hurricanes at least to where they want to be?
Yeah, I mean, I like the kid's game. I like that he's fiery, I guess, is the term we can use. He brings emotion. He brings an emotion that maybe we haven't seen since Peter Mrazek, I guess, in that. the talent is obviously there, and I think he has the mentality to be, I mean, we saw it way back when against Boston in the playoffs. This is the kid who does not shrink away from a moment. He doesn't shrink away from Brad Marchand. So I think all the pieces are there. It's just a matter of can he be consistent given his inexperience, and can he stay healthy? That's been a little bit of an issue, too, and that's the overriding theme with Hurricanes goaltenders forever, I suppose.
There's no question about that. Corey Lavallette, North State Journal, and The Athletic, at Corey Lav on Twitter. Like, I certainly think that the last couple of games were amazing. He was so good against the Devils. Like, the whole sequence of the overtime game-winning goal was made possible because he stopped Tyler Toffoli, a legit goal scorer, who had two grade-A chances. He stopped them twice. And then what happened after that happened. And I thought he was... None of the three goals were on him yesterday against Dallas. Those were breakdowns. I loved his game. I thought he was very, very good again. But my fear is that sometimes he gives one up, and then he gives up another, and the second one is bad. Because that's what got him pulled in the middle of the game against Colorado. It's the second goal. Wasn't the first goal. He did well just to have a chance to stop Zach Parise on the first goal, but it was the second one, and I wonder if it didn't go back to the goal he allowed in the third period against Vancouver on Tuesday night, which I thought was a lapse in concentration or effort or something, because he has allowed, you know, more than his fair share of kind of soft goals.
Yeah, you know, the one from... not quite center ice, but beyond the blue line. Those are just kind of freaky things, and I try not to, you know, it's one of those situations where I kind of try to, as somebody observing, take that and push it to the side, because that kind of stuff, you know, it's like toe-picking, you know? Sometimes things just don't go your way, and I kind of wonder if that's unrelated to the previous goal where, like you said, I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't know. I mean, that's certainly a thing that every goalie has to battle through. Now, on the same point of that, it would have been really easy for him to be down after being cold, and then he comes back in the third period, and he doesn't give up a goal. I don't know that he played great. I mean, there were a lot of rebounds. The catching glove, for whatever reason, it looked like it had a Super Bowl paddle in it because it was just bouncing out of there. But, you know, I think overall... that's the big thing about being a goalie, right? Is can you kind of push that in the back and get back? It's something that Frederik Anderson's actually really good at, to be honest with you, is He's such an even guy that I don't think we really see that from him when he's out there. But it's something he's going to have to learn if he's going to be an elite goalie and a number one goalie.
Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic, is joining us here. Frederik Andersen and Pyotr Kochetkov are on opposite ends of the emotion spectrum. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. Freddie's definitely an even keel guy for sure, and I think Pyotr's a little more let his emotions run things. But
it's sort of bell pepper to Carolina Reaper on the Scoville scale.
Yeah, when I think about this stuff, all I think about is Paul Schoenfelder, who has, you know, Kochetkov, who he's got to battle through the language thing with him, which has gotten better, and you know, then you know, probably teach this kid how to, you know, try to stay even while keeping his you know, what makes him good, which is his, you know, the fact that he's kind of a fiery guy.
Yeah.
And then he's got Andersen, who he's got to, you know, healthy first of all, but then, you know, pretty even keel guy. Maybe you have to hype him up a little more. And then you have Antti Raanta, who's, you know, maybe the nicest guy in hockey.
Yeah.
And it's just three totally different personalities. And there's Paul Schoenfelder, who's as nice as can be and a pretty even keel guy. But I can only imagine what it's like having to manage these three personalities to all do the same thing.
And Paul Schoenfelder, by the way, is Carolina's goaltending coach, for those people who do not know. All right, let me engage you in a little bit of a trade deadline. Not who, but what. If I said, Corey, what do the Hurricanes need to get at the trade deadline, you would say what?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I mean, I think I'm more conservative than most people. I think another defenseman is important.
Depth defenseman, no question.
Yeah, even if it's not a gigantic difference maker type, I think that'll be key for them, is to get somebody. And Tony D'Angelo played well in the last two games, but the question is, if somebody like Brett Pesce goes down long term, is Tony gonna work in a role that's not necessarily offensive?
Right.
So there's that, and I'm going to have a little something on Tony coming up in the next couple days at The Athletic. I talked to him at length about his situation. And, you know, I think Rod always wants a forward. That doesn't mean he wants an elite sniper, but he always wants more bodies up front. And I could see them trying to go and get somebody who supplements the bottom six a little bit. I know there have been rumors lately about UC Soros and things like that. I don't think they're going to go and get a goalie. In my mind, I think that they've got their share right now. And with Frederik Andersen maybe working his way back, we'll see where that takes them there. But I don't think that's in the DNA of the front office to go and get a goalie.
All right, I'm going to say what I said before, and this is about winning the Stanley Cup for me. It's not about putting yourself in the best position to win a Stanley Cup. Carolina right now down the middle is Aho, Staal, Drury, Kokkaniemi. In my opinion, a Stanley Cup team on their second scoring line, and this is not about, you know, ceiling or anything like that, right now, a Stanley Cup winning team can't have Jack Drury playing, centering your number two scoring line, which has now Natchez and Bunting as the wingers. Am I wrong?
I think so much of the playoffs is about circumstances and how things go. If you remember back to the New Jersey series, who was the offensive hero in that series?
It wasn't Jordan Martin.
Sebastian Aho.
Right.
It wasn't Sebastian Aho. Yeah. It wasn't Martin Natchez. It wasn't the guys you think of as the slick skill guys. It was Jordan Martinook. And so, you know, I look back at Vegas, and they didn't have great depth down the middle. I didn't think they had solid depth. Like, you know, guys like Nick Waugh, who was drafted by the Hurricanes. Yeah. A really good bottom six center. You know, they obviously had Jack Eichel, who elevated his game, but Sebastian Aho and Jack Eichel are, you know, to me, similar players. So you, at the top, you're good.
Yeah.
And then after that, you kind of look at the rest of Vegas, and you're like, how did they win? Well, they won with good wingers. Well, that's what the Hurricanes have. And they won with really good defense. And then they got goaltending from a guy that was essentially their fourth guy two years ago.
Aiden Hill.
So it's such a crapshoot. It's such a crapshoot. The NHL playoffs, I think, the Stanley Cup playoffs are so much about circumstances. Even you look at Florida last year, I mean, their goaltending went absolutely bonkers for three rounds, and then you get to the Cup final, and things go a little south with your goaltending, and all of a sudden you're runner-up.
Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic. I think the Hurricanes can advance a couple of rounds. I think they could get to the conference finals, as is. You know, add a depth piece on defense and maybe just another goaltender who can play in the NHL, right? Somebody to give you some reasonable, all right, if we have to go, like, man, maybe that will be Spencer Martin. He's going to play. My guess is he'll play Friday in Arizona. And maybe he'll be good enough to throw in a game if you need him. Because you can't count on Raanta being healthy. And I think at this point, until we see him on the ice, you probably can't even count on Frederik Andersen to come back. I think Hurricanes have to see him on the ice, hopefully, before the deadline. But I just don't think they're winning a conference final if Drury is the number two scoring center. And I love Jack. And I thought Jack was one of their best players last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, the other question you raise is then who? You know, who is your number two center if you want to go and get one and you look around the league and you're just kind of like, well, there's not really anybody out there that makes a whole lot of sense. I know everybody sees Elias Lindholm come into the building and tip two goals and think, oh, my God, that's the guy they should have got. And I know you feel that
way. Well, it is. But that's fine.
But at the same time, he's not going to tip two goals every night. You know, I think he had – I looked it up, and I think he had 17 tipped goals in five seasons in Calgary.
Right.
So it's not like you're getting Joe Pavelski or – Chris Kreider at the front of the net tipping shots. He's perfectly fine in that role, but he's not an elite guy in that role. But he does things beyond that too. I mean, I'm not going to discount what a good player he is. But then you look at the cost of what it costs to get him, and if you're going to give up a Kuzmenko type player, are you willing to give up Martin Natchez? Are you willing to give up Seth Jarvis? I mean, I don't think necessarily the values are equal there.
No.
You know, probably more value on the Carolina side, but you probably have to do one of those guys to get a guy like that. And are you willing to do that? And does that make you a better team?
Well, I don't know that. I think Kuzmenko was kind of like, we don't want him. I'm not sure you want him either, but maybe you could get him to score and then flip him for something else. Maybe flip him in the offseason. I have no idea why Calgary did what they did. I also don't have any idea why they wouldn't pay Elias Lindholm going forward, although he does want a fair amount of money. And they could go the winger route, but just I look at it and I want this team to be able to have their best chance to win a Stanley Cup. And I just see some holes, and I'm not nearly as patient and as conservative about this as you are, because it's not my money, Corey.
That's true. It's definitely, we definitely don't have Tom Dundon money. That's definitely true.
No, not at all. All right, Corey, enjoy the weekend. I'll see you Monday at the rink.
Sounds good, bud.
Take care. Corey Lavalette, North State Journal and The Athletic. Canes will play the Chicago Blackhawks on Monday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.